Travis Kelce isn't hanging with his dogs. We'll tell you why.
And Kylie Jenner has multiple reasons to celebrate.
And we're staying abreast of Selma Hayek's latest achievements. We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started.
All right, the Knicks versus Celtics game in Madison Square Garden was the hot ticket on Monday night. There were lots of stars there, including Cardi B. Now, the streets have been talking for months, and it seems like she confirmed a relationship with NFL player Stephon Diggs. Now, they arrived hand in hand, and the PDA was on display during the game.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love that she's happy. I love seeing her happy. I love it.
Well, we hope she's happy.
Look at that smile.
She's happy.
She looks really happy.
Yeah. Well,
and she wouldn't have showed up with somebody just out in public like that.
I heard stuff about him, honey. So
it don't matter what you heard. Everybody got a pass, Gary. Everybody dated other people before them. Mm.
People got past, Gary.
Oh, really?
We got to forgive them for that.
Let them enjoy each other.
Well, she's going to be crying, I promise you, by next month.
Don't say that.
Dan Craig, what you know?
I mean, what I know is I see her smiling and happy, and she protected the relationship by not coming out with it early when everybody wanted her to and doing everything at her own pace. I think sometimes we throw it out there when the relationship ain't ready for it and make it collapse faster.
True.
What does he do? He a basketball player?
NFL.
Mm-hmm. Football. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why you say hmm? Good. It's a tough sport.
Yeah.
It sure is. Especially if you're a tight end. I mean,
okay.
What's his position?
All right.
All right, Gary.
Okay.
Moving on. Okay, last week, Kylie Jenner went to the Met Gala by herself because Timothée Chalamet was busy watching a Knicks game with his buddies. But for this game, Timothée and Kylie were sitting courtside together along with Kylie's sister, Kendall, and Jordan Woods was also there since she's dating Knicks star Karl Anthony Towns. And when the Knicks beat the Celtics 121-113, it definitely looked like Kylie and Jordan's differences were in the past when they celebrated together. Check this out. That's probably the most, that makes me like Timothée Chalamet a little more.
Like the fact that he was willing to abandon his girl to go to the last game, also speaks volumes of his Knick fandom. So I like that.
But Jordan is so dumb. I feel bad for her.
Why?
I wouldn't talk to them damn if they paid me. So what they did her, how they drug her through the damn dirt and did her dirty like that.
It wasn't her, I don't think. It was because, it was who?
That was her family.
Chloe.
It was all of them, honey.
Kiss Tristan.
They stuck together.
Imagine that, Tristan.
Yeah, I would be hollering, with them, neither of them from that experience. Mm. We would not be climbing like that. When somebody show you who they are, believe them.
Well, you know, sometimes a family, might scoot people away just to keep up a certain appearance, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And maybe they was still, text friends on the low. And just we can't be seen in public till this blows over.
Okay. All right then, honey. Now, Travis Kelce and Kayla Nicole, y'all, dated off and on for 5 beautiful years before they broke up, honey, for good in 2022. Well, honey, on her podcast, The Pregame, Kayla said that she kept both their dogs after the split, honey. Check this out.
I have dogs with the previous partner, and I got both the dogs. Responsibility on me.
I had
a dog bill the other day. It was $2,000.
She crazy, and I would keep them damn dogs. I was sitting with him and what's her name, honey? Taylor. Little Miss Taylor, honey. Let them
she
take care of her.
She probably wanted to keep the dogs.
She probably had no choice.
Now, Taylor Swift is a cat person.
Yeah.
She has several cats.
Yeah, but honey, I would put my foot down. Look, these are my dogs. They come in here with these damn cats.
I think Travis. I think he left the dogs before him and Taylor got together.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of just inherited them through the breakup.
I hope he's paying child support.
He would have took them if...
Dog support? Should a person pay dog support?
Yes.
If you get a dog with someone and then you break up, do you have to pay dog support?
You should. If you were the person taking care of the dog bills, I think you still should.
We should normalize that because dogs can't be expensive if you have to get these shots, that shot, this procedure, that procedure.
Well, she's not complaining about it, though. She seems, she's talking about it, but she's not sounding like she's struggling, for money or nothing.
Yeah, she's going to be all right. She's always on a podcast talking. I'm sure she gets paid to do that.
Yep.
All right, so we all know Montel Jordan for his 1995 hit, This Is How We Do It. Well, on the We Sound Crazy podcast, Montel dished on meeting Madonna right after This Is How We Do It knocked her song Take a Bow out of the number one spot. Check it out.
And I see her, and when I reach out my hand to shake her hand, she looks at me and she goes, "Don't I own you?"
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
That's what I said. I said, huh? She said, don't I own you?
Man, what in the Django is going on here? Well, Montel did explain that his co-writer on This Is How We Do It has signed a publishing deal with Madonna's Maverick Records, so it would seem like that's what she was referring to. Mm. Still a little tone deaf, gotta read the room, can't say that to black people.
Yeah. That one thing I love about white people, they will remind you. They do own you. And she reminded him, honey. Montana. Well, help me, Brad. Okay, explain all that publishing stuff. And how does she...
They wrote the song. He was one of the writers on the song. The other writer on the song sold his publishing to Madonna.
Also, it was two writers.
It was two writers. So Madonna felt like she bought all of it,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, okay. We
so
see
that's
that?
Why she was like, don't I own you? And he probably like, no, ma'am, you might own the other writer,
oh,
but you
okay.
don't own
okay, well,
me.
He should have said that.
That's what he... That's, he, what,
that's
he
kinda what he said.
But
that's
he didn't say it like that. This was more lame. I could understand it. Mm-hmm. So you just watch your adopted on the black cheering, honey, for reparations?
Probably reparations. You know, felt mm-hmm. a certain way about it. You know, making amends for, you know, all the wrongs she done. Mm-hmm.
That's how she does it.
Oh, I see that. I'll go buy a bunch of little black chicken out of Africa.
They Gary, got, those kids are happy that they have
I'm
her
sure
as their mother.
They have a great life.
For what we see.
All right, y'all. Sports Illustrated just released their annual swimsuit issue, and there's a few different covers with different models. But the one that caught our eye was Selma Hayek.
Ooh-wee.
But Selma, who's 58, almost backed out of the photo shoot because she had a hard time trying to find swimsuits that fit right. Well, Sports Illustrated sent her a bunch of bikinis, and she had some of them tailored in L.A., but on the flight to Mexico, her luggage got lost, y'all. Oh, my God. So she had to make do with what they had on set. Selma said, a small selection of extras that I wore. So you will see they don't fit all perfectly. It is extra small. If it's extra small, it was accidental. Sure.
Now we understand, Selma. I like you, girl. Mommy, Selma, girl, stop it. Your husband on Gucci, Balenciaga, Louis Vuitton, all of them. You can't tell me they couldn't have a swimsuit. And why are you flying on a commercial flight where they lose your luggage? Selma line.
It would be wild if they lost the luggage on a private jet.
Mm-hmm. It would be really wild. Yeah. Okay. She's the only one on the jet.
The door opened while we was mid-flight. We don't know how this happened. Yeah, but we have these extra small bikinis you can rock on.
I'm just glad she's out here on magazine covers again, reminding people that women in their 50s can look like Selma Hayek because, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
And I also want to point out that, like, not all blessings look like fortune and things happening in your life. Sometimes the blessing is someone's luggage getting lost so we can get these scantily clad photos of Salma Hayek for the world to see on Sports Illustrated. Mm. God did.
I don't think she flew no commercial plane. I'm with Gary on this one.
Yeah. Thank you, bitch. Come
girl,
on
ain't nobody lose your luggage. You had to come up with a better one than
come
that.
Come up with a better one, Miss Hayek,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, them people own planes, honey.
Yeah. No. I'm. Well, however it happened, I'm glad it did.
And it's not a thirst trap. Because she's over 50. And she looks amazing.
She does. Well, up next, honey, Kayla Clarkson knows, honey, she looks good. Ooh. And it makes her happy, honey, when people notice. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, Kelly Clarkson loving her new look, y'all. Of course she is. In her recent show in New Jersey, a fan praised her sexy appearance. And while she appreciated the comments, she joked about struggling to admire others' looks aloud on set of her show. She said, but they also say you're not allowed to say someone looks attractive. And I say forget that because some of those people are out here working and we're trying. And I want every motherfucker that passes me to go, damn, well done.
Ooh.
She went on to clarify there's nothing wrong with anyone's bodies, noting she felt confident at a higher weight too, but it's a lot more fun with clothes now. So what y'all think? Is it wrong for wanting to appreciate bodies out loud?
I think we should normalize that again, because it got weird during the beginning of the harassment Me Too movement where you couldn't big somebody up when they got it together.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She and I also want to point out that if we zoom into her outfit, I think we might see Rosa Parks in there, too.
Oh, no. Is that the same thing?
I feel like it's the rest of the outfit.
What that Asian lady had on at the Met Gala?
Yeah.
The woman from Blackpink?
Yeah. Like, That might be the rest of the outfit.
Okay, moving on. So Florida State University has a tradition in which graduating seniors form groups, pick a theme, and spend the day dressed up while hopping between bars and clubs. That sounds like so much fun.
Yes.
This year, a group of friends decided to dress up as Kris Jenner from the green sparkly dress meme. They posted it all on TikTok. It's going viral, and it's got more than 11.4 million views.
Wow. Jenner ran all them up herself.
Now, to top it all off, Kris Jenner saw the video and wrote in the comments, "Can I join?" What do you guys think? Gary, can you imagine dressing up as like Diana Ross? She sees it and then she asks if she could hang out with you?
Oh, yes. Most definitely, honey. I just love the flowing hair, honey, mm-hmm. and the nice red nails. And then maybe getting with one of the rich person's men she had after that.
Oh,
you would want some of her leftovers?
Something that looked like it.
Oh,
the new version, the 2025 version.
I think some of those were some of those Tanner's cousins.
Oh, honey, all of them were except one.
Oh, I didn't know you would date that.
Well, girl, if you got coins.
Oh.
Tanner ain't got no money.
All right, it's time for another
Battle of the Deals,
powered by Morning Save.
So just scan this QR code right here to get them. All right, kick it off, Tanner.
Okay, I've got the 4-pack Secure Bright 9-in-1 emergency auto tool with flashlight. It's available in 3 colors. The design equips you for almost any scenario. Multiple flashlight modes assist during a tire change or let you signal for help. It has a window breaker and a seatbelt cutter, ooh, a built-in clamp, several magnets, and more. Now, this usually goes for as high as $65, but we got you today for 4 for just $19.99.
Oh, window breaker. I need that.
Yeah.
Okay, next I've got the Remington Prolux HydraCare Hair Dryer. This comes with 3 attachments. This premium dryer delivers ultimate heat protection with fast results. The HydraCare sensor continuously regulates air temperature, while the powerful motor delivers air speeds of up to 80 miles per hour. Now, this usually goes for as high as $130, but today we got you for just $29.99.
And I've got y'all the 100 True HEPA Digital Tower Air Purifier, available in 2 colors, honey, white and gray. Now, this purifier helps keep your air fresh, clean, and healthy. Now, its True HEPA filter removes up to 99.97% of the airborne particles, tackling dust, pollen, pet hair, and even smoke, honey, so you can breathe easier. It also has a 360-degree air intake and 3 fan speeds. Now, this usually goes for as high as $150, but we got you today for just $59.99.
Oh, that is all great deals. So just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all 3.
All right, coming up next, honey, why was Lil Nas, honey, X embarrassed in front of Bad Bunny? That story and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Okay, a couple of years ago at the Met Gala, Lil Nas X was nearly nude except for a thong, and he was covered in silver body paint, pearls, and crystals. It was a show-stopping look, but he told Jennifer Hudson he felt some type of way after running into Bad Bunny. Check out what he had to say.
Love that.
The one from the Met Gala like 2 years ago where I'm like kind of naked and covered in crystals. I cannot explain to you how it feels like walking up to Bad Bunny, like, hi, Bad Bunny, and he's like talking, and then walking away knowing that he's seeing your ass like covered in crystals. I'm just like,
oh. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, what was wrong with that?
You know, it's hard to have a serious conversation or unserious conversation with somebody dressed that way.
Yeah, but I mean, it's obvious, honey, she wanted some attention, so baby, let your booty show, boo. So, honey, in crystals. There goes Bad Bunny.
Yeah, you gotta respect the confidence.
Yeah.
But you know what you're putting out there when you show up dressed like that.
Yeah. It would have been wild that, like, after, like, he met him, like, he turned and, like just backed away. Like, and didn't turn around completely, just, like, facing forward but walking backwards.
Gary, have you ever worn something that you were embarrassed about?
Never.
Never, not once?
Never, honey. When I step out of my house, honey, I'm confident with what I'm wearing.
Weren't you in a Speedo on Dish Nation years ago?
Yeah, and I was not finna bed, honey. I was hoping that a lot of the guys would call in.
Oh.
Wasn't it a construction hat in a Speedo or something one time?
Let them know, baby. I work hard.
For no money.
Okay.
All right, well, speaking of unusual outfits, Kesha just stopped by the Drew Barrymore show wearing a very sparkly top. And for your information, Kesha's never been married. So check out what she said when Drew was adjusting her mic.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Keep talking.
Oh, you're in the engagement ring top.
Oh, my God.
This is made of engagement rings of all the men who tried.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. That is rad. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of messed up in a weird way. Like, if that's real, like, to brag about it.
That's not real. They make those tops all the time. That's not real. Yeah. It's just a top. She was just joking.
Oh. Didn't we just see her going through the airport maybe like a week ago with a new guy?
She did, yeah.
Well,
how many times has she been proposed to, guys? Do you know?
We just know she's never been married.
Yeah, she's never been married.
Well, she probably don't want nobody. I mean, she probably like me here. Nobody don't want to be locked up and married.
Gary, you've talked about wanting to have a partner on this show
but
before.
That's not marriage. I say the companionship.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference, Tanner.
Sorry.
Would you like to be married?
Yeah, I would like to be married so I can be done with this.
Tanner, it's coming, honey. I could feel it. I could feel it, honey. Ask here Craig about it, honey. He'll tell you.
I think you're happier where you are.
Not ask Brad.
Brad's madly in love.
I know
that's
that.
Easy to tell.
I love too.
But but you know how like when like you on punishment and you watch your friends be outside playing?
Right. When you're on timeout. It's
like,
yo.
Like I used to play that game.
Okay, Craig.
Well, up next, honey, Toni Braxton caused a stir, baby, with her latest outfit. But wait till you hear where she wore it. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Shout out to the graduating class of 2025. Yeah. Parents everywhere are very proud, including the legendary Toni Braxton. Toni's son Diesel just graduated from Howard University, and the fans are dragging Toni's graduation outfit. They get on my nerves.
Baby, they sure are, baby. Trolls said things like, Toni Braxton, no, she wrong, honey, for this outfit for her son's graduation. And another one said, look like, baby, she attended a freaky ass funeral.
However, Gary, some fans defended Toni with comments like, no ma'am, Miss Toni letting them have it for graduation, darling, letting them show she is in the building. What y'all think?
You know, for some people, this is a graduation present.
I love Miss Braxton. She did let them have it, but that was a little bit too much, Brad. When I saw that, I said, that's ridiculous.
Oh, Gary, no, it's not. She looked good.
And she upstaged her doggone son, honey.
Nobody cared about any of that in this moment. She was happy for her son and proud of her son. Nobody cared about the outfit in the moment.
Now, if my mama showed up to something like that, honey, and here I got all my classmates, they were like, damn, man, your mama, she a you know, that's a little bit much.
If I was like, yo, Gary, set me up with your mom. Like, she looks great.
I'm like, you bastard. If you don't keep your eyes in your head.
They know she Toni Braxton. They've been saying
that. Yeah. This is the most exciting thing that probably happened at that graduation.
I guess. I wonder if all the Braxtons were there.
Well, that's all the tea we have for you today. Tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.